Welcome to the Healer's Corner podcast with your hosts, Melissa Wiles and Maria Serna.
Another episode of the Healer's Corner. We're going over some energetic protection. The basics is, you know, protecting your energy, especially going into some holiday. You got people coming in, maybe some family members you're not exactly fans of, or people that like to discuss touchy things like politics and religion, and you would just rather not. Mm-hmm. So with that, Maria, take it away.
Okay. Well, you know, energy, it's always around us. It's an exchange, whether it's a smile, whether it's a conversation, or even just passing someone down the street. With the holiday season coming up, we are going to be in close quarters with some of these people, our family members, our coworkers, just basic, a lot of holiday celebration, holiday fun time. And some people I know who pick up on others, they don't really want to be a part of it. So energy protection is for you to maneuver into the world, be around a crowd of people, but yet you know that you are protected. You have taken some steps to prevent this. So it's not just the people that's around us, it's the environment. I'll give you a perfect story. Last week when I was in Hawaii, my son and I went down to my old neighborhood, a place that has helped raise me. You know, I was used to the energy, but when I went down there, the energy was not the same. And my energy field was completely open because I was excited. I was excited to show my son my neighborhood. And because my energy field was open, I picked up a lot of things. I picked up the frustration. I picked up the depression. I picked up the stress of the neighborhood. And I did not know how to process this until I went back to our hotel room. And once I processed this, I said, okay, now I know what I need to do. So I started giving a lot of love to that neighborhood. I gave a lot of love to the environment. So energy protection is basically to help you protect yourself from overwhelming your system. We are energy beings, and this is how we conduct into the world, whether we are on screen or whether we are in person. And I was not prepared. I was aware, but I was aware of the energy when I was there. I wasn't aware of the energy right now. So once I realized that, I had to do the process of giving a lot of love to that area and giving a lot of energy towards it. You know, giving a lot of love energy towards it. So basically, energy protection is just protecting yourself doing the preventative. It's no different than taking a shower every day. It's a hygienic thing that you do.
So before you go back to your neighborhood, what did you do to protect yourself before going back in and showing your son more, knowing what was already out there?
Well, because since I was fully aware of what I was walking into, the energy of the environment, I did some meditation. You know, I'm very big on meditation. So I did the meditation. And then when I was driving around with my son, I knew the environment I was going to go in. So because of the awareness, it helped me to go in there. The meditation did help, but there's also other techniques that you can do. When I first drove around the neighborhood and I wasn't prepared for it, I felt all of those emotions of the environment. And this was compounded on the people that lived in that neighborhood. So I started feeling the all the depression. I started feeling all of the stress. I started feeling all this, the frustration. And that is a telltale sign that you can, that you know that you, your energy field is completely open, but you were not prepared. You were not aware what you were walking into. I was not prepared what I was walking into. Once I was prepared, and once I did the meditation, and once I did some other techniques, I knew what I was walking into. And I had the clarity of what I needed to do when I drove around that area. So it's like feeling of, you know, you're feeling moody, you're feeling irritable, you're feeling tired. Those are the telltale signs. You know, you may, if you're intuitive, you will pick up on the frustration. You will pick up on the depression. You will pick up on the sadness, you know, and that's the environmental area. You can also pick up on other people's energy. You know, they can be smiling at you, but they're going through something in their life. It's just we are energy beings, and that's how we can conduct ourselves into the world. That's the first thing that we bring in when we're children. It's our emotions. It's our energy.
I know a lot of people, right? They, the way that they want to protect themselves, maybe for an upcoming event that they're like, you know, I've been invited. I'm probably not going to have a good time. I'm just not going to go. So that would be considered avoidance versus protection.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some simple techniques somebody can use to be like, you know, I really do need to go? Like, it's a mandated office work party. There is no saying no. What can our listeners do to protect themselves before going in?
Before you go in, the one thing, well, like I said, I'm big on meditation. Meditation does, it does prepare you and your energy field. And it can build up your energy field. But the simplest thing is grounding yourself with Mother Earth. Okay. Put your back against a tree. Feel the bark of a tree. Feel the leaf of a tree. It helps to ground you. Breath work. We talked about breath work also. And you can also visualize like a huge big bubble around you. Okay, like you can even visualize like mirrors, you know, the mirrors are facing outward around you. So you could also do that. You can also do like intention. Intention is a very powerful tool that you intend only the energy that is good for my higher self will be invited in. And when you do that technique, trust me, the people that you will talk to in any kind of business function or family function are only the people of a positive. The people who are negative and positive cannot coexist in a space. You know, that's kind of hard to comprehend, but you can do this. You can start doing this test. You know, you go around a crowd of people and you start. It could be a game or it could be a function. And you start noticing a crowd of people who are very negative. Go around there. And if you go into that space, you will see that these people are going to start to leave the area. Go to our space where there's a lot of positive talking. And you're going to pick up on other people's conversation, very positive. So you can do this test. Use your discernment, you know, you can, I did this test a long time ago, and it was really an eye-opening for me. And I really realized, oh my gosh, negative and positive cannot coexist in a space. It just can't, you know. The people that were negative and you're bringing in your light, they start to leave you alone, which I was so happy about that. When you go into a space where there's a lot of positive chit chat coming around, there's going to be more people coming because they feel the energy. They say, oh, you know, my light recognizes your light. So you start having that really, sometimes spiritual conversation, sometimes very empowering conversation.
So our friend Jess says, I always close before I go out and open when I'm back home or need to help someone. And I think this was a perfect thing to share. Thank you. And maybe to do a quick maybe explanation on the open and close. So one of the things I did in the very beginning, learning about protecting myself, is I would picture at that time kind of like steel or metal, but it was zippered. Like I would zipper it up. So now I'm surrounded in metal and nothing could get through that I did not want to get through. And that for me was really quick to do. So if I didn't think to do that before I left the house, but I'm walking in somewhere and you're hearing that negative, it's like a mental quick, like zip, you know, I have to be here. I can't leave. I'm in an office meeting. I'm stuck at this table. Zip. And, you know, now you can also do things like your front door. When you're leaving in the morning, that front door is like a curtain of light or whatever is protective to you symbolically. And as you walk through it, you are being protected by being blanketed. It drapes over you and follows you because that's the intention. You can make that quick to where you're not having to spend lots of time having to sit there and meditate, having to, you know, go through a process, especially if the situation changes and you can't go meditate somewhere. You can't go leave and like, I need to go touch a tree. You are in control of your own energy. You have power over this. It is simply remembering that you can and doing and knowing like whatever is protective to you is what you can zip yourself up into, literally walk into, shower yourself with, that puts that barrier between you and whatever that outside world is that you don't want hanging around and taking home. And I think that's another good thing to point out when you're out and about in that public and you're getting all like, oh, I can't wait to get home. And then you get home and you go and you dump it in your living room, in your bedroom. And now your home starts feeling like what you left.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a good thing to take that extra long drive home and start releasing that before you even walk in your front door or stand outside, admire your garden, release that outside before you take it in.
Yes.
Fun little
and you can also use colors also. Colors has a frequency and vibration. I always pick one of the colors in the rainbow. You know, they're the primary colors. So you got, I love yellow. Yellow is my go-to color. Sometimes I will go to a purple or I will go to the blue. Blue is calming for me. It represents the water. It represents whether it's the sound of the color or the color of blue. Yellow, it's happy for me. You know, it reflects the sun being out in outside when it's a blue sky and the sun is shining. Okay, purple. Purple is a high vibrational, it's connected to spirit, it's high vibrational. So I don't care if it's a dark shade of purple, the lighter shade of purple is actually for me is a lighter and it's a happy color. So you can also use colors. That is a quick thing. You know, surround yourself with blue if you want something calm. Surround yourself with yellow if you want to feel the warmth of the sun. Surround yourself with lavender, purple. You know, you can also bring in the stones. You know, Melissa might be more proficient with this, but I know that the black stones, black tourmaline, obsidian, those are black. It absorbs the negative and it transmutes it to positive. So that's another thing that you can have I always, no matter what, I always will have either a jet or a black jet stone and a rose quartz in my pocket. Whenever I go to a gathering, whenever I go into some kind of holiday celebration. So what other stones can they bring in besides the black stones that I know of that I mentioned?
So you know, you have your onyx, you have hematite, which is more of like that gunmetal. You mentioned, did you do obsidian? So there's obsidian, there's black jasper. There's a lot of black stones. Some are a little more proficient in protecting than others. Like hematite absorbs. And my train of thought is, why do you want it close enough to absorb into your hematite, right? Black tourmaline is going to keep things away and starts transmuting it. To me, in my opinion, tourmaline is the better protection stone out of all of the above. That being said, however, my energy field is different than yours, is different than, you know, my neighbor. So maybe for you, a different black stone is going to be more protective. I have had conversations with people who love amethyst for protection. I guess that's more of an intention than natural, like energy field of amethyst isn't really protective. I feel like, here's a hot take. Amethyst and Archangel Michael, I'm tired of them being assigned for every stinking thing. Stop it. There are better stones proficient for certain things, and Archangel Michael has his job, and there are other angels who are better at doing certain things than he is. Stop. Tangent over. But, you know, pretty much any black stone, if you are just in a hurry, pick up your black one, stick it in a pocket, stick it in your bra, out you go. That's also a great thing to know in your pocket. If you're starting to feel overwhelmed, you feel that stone, that is your reminder to protect your energy, however it is comfortable and quick and easy for you to do. Sometimes that's all it is. That stone is reminding you, here's mm-hmm. the ability. You can protect yourself, and you know, the stone is going to put extra on top of it. Don't feel like you always have to have a stone to be protected, because your energy and your control is going to like pretty much trump everything that you're doing anyway. Stones are an added benefit, not the end all be all. Jess says, even if you're just taking a walk, you should close. You know, your aura can reach up to 10 feet. I was once walking and all of a sudden I was super pissed off. I looked around and saw a guy, but he didn't look angry, but he was the only one around. So I actually pictured myself shaking my aura to shake it off. It worked. But when I went home, I took a shower.
Mm-hmm.
That is also another little side tangent now. There are classes and techniques, if you're empathic, of learning how not to have that come in and sneak on you.
Yes.
So you don't feel like you can't leave without remembering to do protection. Learning to know, I feel that Maria is happy today. I don't need to feel that exact same happiness. Maria had a bad day at work. I can say, you know what, Maria? Feels like you're having a rough day. I don't need to feel it, mm-hmm. but I can observe it. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's important with the energetic protection, especially with these coming holidays, that you're not picking up and taking home everybody else's junk. We all want to share joy. That's fine. You don't need to bring home that garbage and heaviness that somebody else is going through, even if they're not showing it outwardly. You can empathize without having to live and experience it.
Yeah, because to keep in mind, we're always exchanging energy with each other. And you don't even have to speak to them. Like, for instance, you know, Jeff said that she did not talk to that guy. He was just around the area. So you don't have to talk to someone, and you are always exchanging energy. We're living in a cesspool ocean of energy, you know, and to have the understanding and to be aware. Also, I also forget sometimes when I'm leaving out the door to do the protection, to do that. But you can always do it in an instant, and it doesn't take a lot of time to do it. Your intuition, if I forget to bring my stone with me, your intuition is the most powerful tool. If you have, it's nice to have the stone, mm-hmm. because that is an extra barrier that you can have with you, on you. But if you forgot your stone, do not sit there and say, oh my gosh, I can't go back. I forgot my stone. No, use your intuition. I am protective. I can maneuver, and just say it to yourself. I am protective. I can maneuver into the world, and anything that comes in will be of my highest good. That's all you have to say and believe that. Please believe that, you know. Some people, when they just say it, they don't really believe it. You got to get to the point that you have to take it in to every being of your body and believe that you will be protected until you come home and you can just let it, you know, just let it go. And yes, Melissa is right. Your house is the biggest dumping ground of energy. So you have traffic coming in. If you have family members, you don't know what kind of day they had. You don't know who they interacted with. So what you can do is there are, you know, I can't remember those singing bowls. You can play, if you have a singing bowl, you can play that, you know, around the area. We are energy beings. Everybody feel the energy. And if you are aware of it, you can play the singing bowls. You can play the chimes. You can also take your hand and you start clapping 30 times. Just clap. You know, your family members may think you're a little bit off the rocker, but you are breaking up the energy. That's what you're doing in your house. I reach for my hands because I am a energy worker, and therefore I work a lot with my hands. So I start clapping all around the space. I start clapping. Mm-hmm. So it is something that to think about is an invisible thing. It's an invisible world, but we live it. We are in it. We're breathing the energy every single day.
So good point, Jess. That was one thing I was going to bring up. She's like, I also write runes on me. So when I see it, it helps me focus. So anything, any symbol that is protective for you, empowering, you can take a pen. Ladies, if you're doing makeup, when you're doing your foundation, put a protective sigil on and then blend it in with the intention that you are blending it into your body. There are so many things that you can do. If you're putting on lotion, put that lotion on in that symbol, rub it in. There are so many unique ways. Our ancestors that did all of these fun, magical things, like they worked with what they had, they did it, and it's the intention. Like, you don't have to be an expensive, extravagant practitioner. You know what? And this will put me out of business, but let me say, if you get your stones at home, guess what? Those stones came out of the earth. You walk on the earth. Take a minute to be like, you know what? I'm just going to go stand here and pull the energy of the stone up from the earth. That's where it came from. You can tap into just about any stone just by standing outside. It's nice to have them in the pocket. It's, you know, some people are tangible. It's easier to feel that energy if it's in your hand. But over time, as you're working with the stones, you can feel that citrine standing outside. You can feel that eudialyte standing outside. You can feel that lepidolite standing outside without even having to have it in your pocket. So now that I put myself out of business of selling things.
But you can also call them in. If you have a stone that's on your dresser, you know, you can call that stone's energy in also. It's at home, it's safe, it's on your dresser, but you can call it. I have a huge rose quartz crystal. I am not going to be carrying a huge rose quartz crystal wherever I go. But if I need to call in that energy, I will call in that energy of my rose quartz crystal. Same thing with my skulls. I will call in their energy. Melissa and I were part of the shaman classes, and we do have a mesa, and we call in the energy. You know, we have the mesa arranged the way that we want it. I do change mine here and there. If I feel like it, if I feel the energy to change it. But I called it in. You know, you can have it, you can put something in your dresser. You can put, you know, line up your stones in your dresser. If you forget them, call them in. You're connected to your crystals. You're connected to your skulls. You're connected to whatever it is that make you feel peace, harmony, you calmed, you connected. So
also, like, now my hamster wheels are spinning, right? Your clothing, Unless you're somebody that those tags bother you and you're ripping them out of everything. Most of us never read the back of that label. Who cares? In the washer, in the dryer it goes, or you hang it, whatever. Get a Sharpie and on the back of that label, put your protective sigil. So now mm-hmm. it's on your hoodie, it's on your shirt, it's on your pants. Write something protective, you know, on the bottom of your shoe or inside the shoe. You know, there's so many things you can literally do to have that protective energy around you. You can even like inscribe sigils. And I'm like looking at the top of my door because I'm like, I did this at my house. I can't really do it in the apartment, but you know, putting something above your doors. So you're protecting mm-hmm. your house. Everybody in it, you know, is protected on the inside. You can bury protective things on the four corners of your property. Put it in your car. So there's so many ways to protect yourself that, you know, the intention is there. It's quick. It's there. So by the time you get to that family function and everybody's arguing politics or everybody's arguing sports teams, you're already there and you're already done. And all you got to do is like figure out how to do the Irish goodbye. Right. I'm a pro at that one. Nobody noticed I left. I did it to the Catholic Church even. But, you know, there's so many ways, like get creative. There's no wrong way other than just not doing it or just refusing mm-hmm. to do it that, you know, that it works. But Maria, you brought up to me, and this is a new technique. And if you guys want to sit with it, Maria is going to lead everybody through. It's called what, the cocoon technique?
Yeah, it's the golden cocoon.
So this will be up all the time as it is in, you know, on the podcast and on our YouTube. So if you really like this and you want to go back and sit through it again, you'll be able to like cue up to it. And when I'm done editing, I'll try and put that in the show notes so you can like zip right to just that part. If you're like, I'm on lunch and I don't have time to listen to the whole thing, I just need this part. Mm-hmm. So Maria, why don't you start by telling us what it is and then, you know, give us a heads up when you're like, all right, everybody relax, here we go.
Okay, this cocoon technique is a technique that you can use anytime. You don't even have to do it before you leave the house. And basically, I am going to run the energy of a brilliant white light through your body to cleanse it. And then we're going to run the energy of the golden, because I like the color yellow. And for me, it's warmth and it stabilizes you. So you build this cocoon all around your aura. Okay? So we can start. If everybody closes their eyes. Now, if you have your legs crossed, please uncross them. If you're at home, that would be great if you can have it barefoot. I would like you to take 3 deep breaths. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now, above your head, there's a brilliant, brilliant white light. And this is a light that is part of the universe, or you can say it is the universe. Now, this light is going to start to descend to the top of your head, and is going to completely engulf all around you through your body. So it's going to go down to your head, every single cell, every single muscle, every single organ, every single bone. And it's going to start to move all the way down, pushing any negative, any stale energy that you have picked up today. And as it starts to go down, you might feel a warmth or coolness or tingling, or you might not feel anything at all. And that's okay. The energy is still going to pull out anything that doesn't serve you, anything that you have picked up. And now it's going to start to go all the way down and go down to the bottom of your feet. Now there's also this golden white light that's coming through. And now it's going to start to descend and fill in any void that the white light has removed. And it's going to fill in any cracks and crevices in your aura, seals every single hole. And it's going to start to run through the top of your head. And as it does that, it's forming a cocoon around your energy field. So it's going to go down to your back of your head, front of your face, down to your chest area, your upper arms, lower arm, completely going all the way down through the bottom of your feet. And this cocoon is going to seal your energy field. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes. How did that feel? Did anybody feel anything?
So this pretty similar to like an abundance that you have, I know personally led me through, and maybe that's one we can do at some point for people. Oh, you're welcome, Chair. She's like, that was lovely, Maria. So this is something that you can do anytime. And if it's helpful, you can always come back and listen to it. I will try to have that start time in the show notes so you can just like scrub through and get to it as you need. And as you saw, it's not long. It's not intensive. You don't need half the day to get it done. And I think that's where some people kind of in the very beginning of their spiritual journey, they're like, oh my God, like, how do you even have time to do all of this? Just as she feels tingly.
I like to keep it simple. And in the spirit world, they always like to keep things simple. So to me, simple works for everyone. You can put it into your schedule. Yeah, you can even do this when you're feeling stress, when you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. You can do this, and it only takes a few seconds. That's all it is. It's not 5 minutes. It's not 10 minutes. You know, it just takes a few seconds. And as you start doing this daily, you're going to start building up your energy field to the point that nothing can penetrate through, that is not your highest good.
Mm-hmm. And when you get really good with that, you can sit, like say in your living room, and expand your energy out and run that whole thing for like your house, your place of business.
Your car.
Yes. So, you know, you may already be at the point that you're proficient in like doing that with your energy. So, you know, now, you know, you can do that with yourself and places that you're in. And it's funny because now suddenly I'm remembering and I'm like, okay, thanks, spirit. And I did this to Rune a couple of times. He was like, what? I'm like, keep walk, go. It's an old Italian thing for all of us parents. One of the things that they would do for their kids when they would leave for school, the moms would scoop up a little bit of dirt from, you know, their garden and like throw it at them or throw it on them. So they were protected by the whole ground for the day. Mm-hmm. And the first time he saw me, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, you just go get on that bus. Don't you worry about what your mother's doing. Go get on that bus. So there's yet another way you can protect those that you care about. Just, you know, be careful. Don't get it in their eyes. You know, a little bit on the back is good. A Nike. Hello. But if you guys have questions or comments or things that maybe work really well for you and you feel comfortable sharing with everybody, please feel free to go ahead and share. It's a safe space. Or if you have questions and you're like, I heard about such and such, and I don't know what that means under this topic, feel free to ask. But yeah, he caught me throwing some dirt on his book bag when he was walking away. And
I did that when I was growing up in Hawaii. I purposely would wake up early when I was able to drive and I had my car. I purposely wake up early, went to the beach, and actually buried my feet in the sand, you know, and I just took that energy with me when I went to school. Mm-hmm. So you throw dirt at your son, I buried my feet in the sand.
Yeah, because, you know, let's face it, schools, they're a boiling pot, right? So between kids learning to navigate social dynamics, what's acceptable, what's not, be it their group of friends, new kids coming in, the adults that are around them. And unfortunately, in this age and age, especially in this country, it's a shame that our kids have to learn gunman drills, right? And it's so aggravating. So, you know, why not an extra round of protection as they're leaving for their bus or to get in the car and you drive them? So yeah, throw a little bit of dirt. Dirt don't hurt. You know, put some sigils in their book bag. You can sew things into the lining of their clothes. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't need to know what you're doing. I mean, they're the parent.
No.
I mean, half the time they don't pay attention to you until they want you for something, right? So let you be on the phone and now they want your attention. Or in the bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, just get creative, guys. There's always. So, you know, dirt is protective. Dirt is also cleansing and grounding. If, you know, they're coming home and they've had a really rough day, you know, and it's nice out. Like right now, we wouldn't do this in Ohio. You wouldn't, like, go for a walk in the yard with your kids without socks and shoes. Because let's face it, everybody's going to be miserable. It's horrible outside right now. But if it's nice weather, be like, you know what, why don't you come help me in the garden? Or why don't we, you know, go do this? And mm-hmm. get them to talk, get them to release that. The ground and the plants, they like that energy because they can transmute it and turn it into positive, into growth, into, you know, new type of energy in the yard. They're okay with you dumping it out there. Don't dump mm-hmm. it in the house. But teach them ways to deal with that bad day that they had. Maybe start showing them, you know, some of that protection stuff that they can do while they're in class that isn't extravagant. You know, their neighbor next to them don't need to know that they zip themselves up somehow in protective, or, you know, encompass themselves in their desk in protective energy. As long as you don't announce it, nobody knows you're doing it. Have at it. And maybe, you know, teach them that and start giving them the tools as they grow to feel safer and more confident in their environments and how to navigate through and feel empowered as they're stepping into different stages of adulthood and learning to navigate mm-hmm. this world that we live in.
Yeah.
It's very, oh, it's trying at times.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of kids I notice now that are in the school are highly sensitive. Their system is overwhelmed with the energy, and some of them do not know how to get rid of it or how to close off their energy field, you know? So if you can just teach a child, your own children or your nieces or nephew, you know, they don't need to know the exact scientific explanation how it works. All they need to know is that it works, that they're protected, they're okay. And it's also to help if you have a child that's really into stone, like my son was when he was younger, you know, I did an extra thing with those stones. So I, you know, I said, oh, give mommy that stone and let me do what I need to do. And I gave an extra, I didn't know what I was doing at that point, but I knew I needed to put something in that stone. So I would have that stone in my hand. I imagine myself being at the beach. I imagine myself burying that stone in the sand. And then once I was done with that, I gave that stone to my son. So that helped him to maneuver when he was in school. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's something that you can do. They don't need to know why you're doing it. You know, if you have a child that's really liking art, really attracted to the crystals, you can also, you know, encourage them. Oh, you know, get to the stone, go to Goddess Elite, get some stones. You know, I love it when kids start picking out these pretty stones because, oh, I said, oh, they are attracted to these stones. Or the stones is like, hey, come and pay attention to me. So that would be an extra thing. And they like to look at it and play with it. So that would be an extra thing that you can do with your with children.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining, guys. Maria, you got any last bits of wisdom before we?
Yes. protection is a shield. Protection is empowerment. Avoidance is fear-based. So, yeah, you know, we have to be part of this world. We have families. We have friends. We have jobs. So you cannot avoid, you cannot be locked up in your house. So if you learn just a little techniques on how to shield yourself, bring the intention, you know, that will empower you to maneuver through the world. Just don't be, you know, fear-based and avoiding it. In this world, we all came in here, agreed to be a part of this, agreed to whatever lessons we need to learn. And so, this is just an extra thing for you to help maneuver into the world. And I also want to point out that, and I do this sometimes too. I just had an exhausting day and I come into the house and I forget about walking around or taking an extra second or two to get rid of whatever I picked up. When I'm in the house and it finally dawned on me, I just use my intention to clear it. You know, and I ask my ancestors to clear it also. I'm just talking to one of them, you know, and said, could you please, you know, help me and clear this out? So, you know, just if you forgot before you walked into that door, no big deal. Spirit will help you clear it, or your intention alone will help you clear it.
Yeah. There's so many ways. You're never stuck.
No.
You just have to get creative.
Yeah. Well, just being aware.
Right. Well, thanks for joining, guys. Wow. Words are hard all of a sudden. Thanks for joining, guys. And please remember, we're taking next week off. I'm kind of excited about that. But we will be back the Tuesday after 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the next round of the Healer's Corner. I don't know if we decided yet what we're talking about. It'll be something. It'll be something kind of.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
But, we're going to miss you guys too.
Oh, yes.
But otherwise, guys, we will see you next time for the Healer's Corner. Have a great night, guys.
Good night.